Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
O'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holt Chevrolet Studios with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Baby Touch, other side of the glass.
Where did Leroy go? His soup's gonna get cold.
With intern Avery and intern Yoko. He's got soup.
Yeah, he's been eating it the whole time, man.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I got work to do, man.
Well,
I can't
you've got
watch
so many computer screens
man.
In front of you can't see all of them.
I can't see anything. Right. The Packers' schedule will officially be released tonight at, 6 o'clock, Sparky? Is that the official time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
If you were listening, you would have heard it.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was in the update.
Listening to what?
The Sports Flash.
We have Sports Flashes?
Yep.
I love you, baby, Tosh. But it tends to leak out throughout the afternoon on the day of the release.
Why?
And, what do you mean, why?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Give me the reason why it
leaks. I don't know why. Because
the NFL gives the schedule to the teams. If you want to stop leaks, if you want to stop all this stuff, don't tell the team's NFL schedule.
And the White House can't stop leaks. You think the NFL is going to?
That sounds way too smart.
If you give...
Because Hillary Clinton the presidency.
If you give...
How's it going to stop the NFL? Come on, man.
If you give every team in the NFL the schedule 8 to 9 hours before you want to release it, there's no way that people aren't going to leak it. If you keep it and tell the NFL teams, you can watch on TV and figure out what your schedule is like everybody else, odds are you'll be able to keep it in-house
much
better.
They want it leaked.
I don't know why you're so upset about this, man. It's
well,
good.
Because
they want it leaked.
Maybe I'm wrong, but everything they do normally is made for TV. Well, you're ruining your made-for-TV event tonight at 7 o'clock that you were hoping to have people tune in and watch NFL Network.
We'll still watch. We won't hear the people analyze it, but they want it.
Well, I'm not watching either way. I got the Bucks, but I'm just telling you.
But you're still, we'll still check social media.
All right, so Kyle Cousineau, who is a longtime blogger on the Packers and so forth.
Shadowsoflambeau.com is where you find his work.
Yep. He's got his hands on the home schedule, he says, and this is what it looks like. Week 1 at home against the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not exactly an easy matchup week 1, but nobody asked you to give win losses.
Sorry, I just had to say it.
Just stop.
It's okay for him to do that. I think that's fine. But I think now you should really get the Richard Sherman deal done. Their asking price is going down, so get that done.
Thank you. Week 3, home against Cincinnati. This is the home schedule, folks. Week 4, Thursday night
win? Okay,
football.
He said win for that, too.
Yeah, he's going to say win for all of them. Week 4, Thursday night football against the Bears.
Oh, I'll
say win for that one.
Varsity game.
Without seeing the schedule. I'm predicting one of two things is going to happen with this Thursday night schedule. Either A, they're going to fill it with rivalry games, or what are supposed rivalry games, or B, they're going to fill it with division matchups throughout the year that are better. They're going to try and make sure that
last
Thursday
year was
night,
the worst Thursday I've ever seen.
Correct. So they're going to try and make it so that's going to be watchable after all the grief they got last year. That's my guess. Because for the most part, Thursday nights have been throwaway games for them. It's just a way to get every team on their one night versus wasting them on Sunday or Monday night. That's all it is. All right, so week 4, Thursday night against the Bears at home. Week 7, home against the Saints. Week 9, Monday night football against the Lions in Green Bay.
The boys don't know about the Saints. They're low.
Right. Thursday night and Monday night football, both at home at Lambeau, both against division teams. The Bears week 4, the Lions week 9 for Monday night football. You had news on week 10, right, Rami?
Yeah, week 10. This was Rob Domofsky pointed this out from Brad Biggs of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Right.
He has the Bears November schedule and says that the Packers visit the Bears on November 12th. And the Bears close out the season against the Lions, so that would mean that the Packers will close out the season. Or no, the Bears close out the season against the Vikings, so that would mean that the Packers are going to close out the season against the Lions.
Right, I was getting to that.
Because everybody has a division game in Week 17.
Right. So Week 9 is Monday Night Football against Detroit, so that means Week 10 is in Chicago, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Week 11, home against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Week 12, we don't know. Week 13, home against Tampa Bay. But then...
Week
14 is on the road. Week 15 is on the road. Week 16 is a Saturday game at Lambeau against the Vikings. And then week 17, as Rami pointed out, would be at Detroit against the Lions to end the season.
Those division games at the end is awesome.
I love it.
You can win or lose your division.
Yep. So you have a Thursday night, a Monday night, and a Saturday all at Lambeau Field this year. And it doesn't look like any long stretches of road games like last year where they were on the road three consecutive weeks. Mm-hmm. The longest stretch of road games looks like week 14 and week 15. Now, we don't know who that is yet, but that looks like the longest stretch you're going to have.
I bet you they'll be on TV pretty much more than any team. On national,
you mean national TV?
Or the game of the week. And when they start moving it, you know, like late December, November, they'll be packed. If the Packers are competitive, the numbers are way up. And maybe Dallas.
I'm going to guess, and I'm just guessing here, that the bye week might be week 5 or week 6. That's what I'm guessing, but I don't know that
for
sure.
Well, you would like it week 8.
That could be week 8. They're not at home week 8. So they're not at home week 2, week 5, week 6, week 8, week 10, week 12.
Oh, week 8 would be nice.
Week 14, week 15.
You just don't want it after three or four
games. And then
they're
on the road week 17, which we know already.
And you remember last year after the preseason, it was on the road for four straight weeks.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's good about this
There's
schedule
no long
for the Packers,
on the road.
You don't have more than two road games.
Correct.
If everything that we just read is accurate, you don't have more than two road games in a row. So, and like you said, Lori, when you start getting into three, four straight road games, that's when it gets hard. And you don't even need to look at the teams that
you're
they
right.
face on
you're
a stretch
right.
like
it's
that.
Just travel.
You can look at three, four straight games and go, man, they'll probably lose two of those. You know
possibly,
what I mean? No matter, it doesn't matter who they're facing,
possibly.
Just because of the grind and the home field advantage.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing for the Green Bay Packers. Not a lot of back-to-back traveling.
I like a little Packer talk on the day that we're supposed to be talking about the Bucks for the playoffs.
We got
this
more.
Nice.
We got some more Packers talk coming. That's a little bit later on here in the 3 o'clock
hour. I'd rather talk about MC Hammer.
A little housekeeping to take care of before we go into the break and then talk some Brewers with you. Adam pointed out, I forgot all about this, Vanilla Ice got in trouble for stealing pool equipment from the house.
Man, we wasn't going to bring that up.
That he was renovating.
We was not going to bring up nothing negative about either singer. I don't like that.
You remember that?
Yep.
I don't remember. I forget
and then,
negative stuff.
And then Ziggy, because Sparky was talking about when he Googled MC Hammer and the first three things that popped up.
I don't like negative stuff.
He Googled Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Uh-oh. This couldn't be good.
Okay, the first thing that comes up.
Then what did he type in, though?
He typed in Steve Pfeiffer.
Right.
And he
spell it right?
Yeah. And he sent us a screenshot. The first thing that comes up is just Steve Pfeiffer.
Yep.
The second thing that comes up is Steve Pfeiffer's State Farm. And
that's his insurance agency, my dad's insurance
agency. That's your
agency,
dad. So Sparky's dad is more Google
than
he
me,
is, apparently.
Sure. Oh. Yes.
Steve Pfeiffer, Milwaukee is the third thing that comes up.
Then a picture of his girl
this is
come
good.
Up.
Then Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And the
girlfriend.
Fifth thing that comes up is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer girlfriend.
I know it.
Ziggy followed that up by saying.
Somebody told me that. I didn't believe it.
That's hilarious.
People,
I didn't know that.
People be looking for at K Boris.
Yeah, look at Steve.
I love it.
K is not that good. That's Steve.
Awesome.
I got to admit, I'm not going to lie. I do that too. Like, when I hear, like, so-and-so
you know who my girlfriend
nice.
Is. Why
no,
are you
not for you.
Googling Steve Sparky Pfeiffer girlfriend?
Not for you, but when I hear, like, somebody I'm listening to on the radio or an actor or a comedian.
You need glasses,
LeBoy. Has a
why
girlfriend.
Are you so close to your phone,
will,
man? You all right?
I was like, how's so-and-so doing? Let me check out what his girlfriend looks like. All
you
the,
Google?
I do that.
That is
all,
the creepiest thing.
I do that all the time. I do that all the time.
Did you do that to Baby Tausch's girlfriend?
No, man. I said people I'm interested in.
I just looked on Facebook.
I said people I'm interested in, not baby.
See, that
Tosh.
Screws people because I'm not on
you know
Facebook.
That, you know what
so
you have
you
to do,
can't
like
do that
I
to
do.
Me.
What?
Ask them to Instagram.
Yeah. See, he just
What's
asks.
Your grade?
I go a little bit. I'm a little bit more subtle.
Well, he's
about
a former
things.
Football player. He can do whatever he wants.
You're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I played flag football, man.
Oh, remember he had a retirement speech. Remember that?
Yeah,
I was here for it.
Wait, what?
The whole press
conference. Did you know about that?
He had a press conference.
No. You don't,
how
is
this not
about
filmed?
That?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear
he
it?
No.
You still have it?
Dig
I'm
it
sure
up
I can find
it.
Got to
have
it
somewhere.
He can play
can
it.
Still, nothing was better. I showed that race that you and Sparky had.
Oh, yeah.
In class last year.
In class? Why
I was like,
in
you
class?
Guys, I was like, you guys got to see this. It was like journalism class, and I was like, this is how you use social media to benefit your radio station. And the best part is still, Rami walks out all hyped up, and then he loses.
Yeah.
Looking like Jim
Hardcore.
McMahon.
Hardcore.
Hey, man, you got to go into everything thinking you can win. If you think you can lose, you're already lost.
Then I busted up a rib trying to finish.
Yeah,
that
so really, I mean, at the end of the day, who really won?
Right. Yeah. It's hard to argue that.
That's all I'm saying.
I couldn't breathe for like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, Sparky takes a tumble at the end of that video.
Because I thought he was closer than me. I didn't realize how much I had him by.
You didn't have me by that much. You didn't have me by that much.
I did.
At least three or four strides.
I tried to lean forward, thinking I was going to have to lean forward, and then I went, poop, down I went. I could have walked to the finish line. I had him by so much.
I'll take a rematch anytime you want, man.
I put the Chariots of Fire music towards the end of it when Steve was winning.
Yeah.
Do you remember Chariots of Fire? That's what we played for Rami's weigh-ins.
Awesome.
We played that for Rami's weigh-ins on when was Fat Rami.
Now I do remember that.
Every
that
Friday we would weigh him in, and that was the music we played, Chariots of Fire.
Here I am, lean, mean, 190. Look at these guns. All right, we're going to hit a quick break.
Steve, don't
as long as we don't
race
do baby
him, don't race him again, Steve. He'd never get that title.
Gary's still waiting for him to cut his lawn, so.
I never agreed to that. If you want to make a wager, I'll make a wager and agree to it and give me that rematch, dude, and I'll take you down.
No. No more rematch.
I'll take him
down. I think
down,
the morning show is going to open the lines on Rami and I's race.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
I think Baby Tosh could maybe beat me in a race. Maybe?
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe?
There's no way he can beat you.
You don't think so?
He'll kill Rami.
I like Rami.
You see how tall he is compared to Rami?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he's a big fella, but he's a lot taller than me.
No.
So he's got the longer strides.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to tell you why you're going to beat him.
Why is that?
Because while he's running, he's going to be so upset his hair's blowing, he's going to stop to fix it.
No, you got
to
have
a ponytail.
Yeah, you got to wear a hat.
Keep running.
I wear a headband. I'm a headband guy.
No.
Yeah, shocker there.
We'll take him to a buffet, then you'll race him.
Actually, I wore a headband for that race that said primetime across the front.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Leroy, show that to Dion and then show him the race. Right? I'm sure he'd be proud.
This is your legacy that you've left on the next generation.
Dudes in Milwaukee wearing a headband, repping you.
And losing a race. To Sparky.
Dude couldn't even run without falling down. He still lost.
I was the best looking guy in that race.
It was so
funny
when you were warming up. Steve was just standing there like, man, come on. Are we ready? We're going to do this or what?
I didn't stretch or anything.
He had cleats on and everything. Yeah. Sparky's like, yeah, I just came out from my office. I was doing some work. Let's just
get
this thing down.
Let's go.
Rami was over there like the chick from Flash. Dad. He's a me. No more meet up to get me.
All right. We got to get to a break. I'll try and dig up that retirement press conference from Flag Football.
Dig that up so we can have a big laugh.
But on the other side of a short break, just what were Brewers fans expecting? It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios, and we're back right after this.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality. Closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forged their creativity closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yeah!
It's Rush on a Throwback Thursday, presented
like
by Master's Ease. I'm Robbie Matloff. That's Leroy Butler wishing he could sing like Geddy Lee. Sparky Pfeiffer here.
Light-skinned guys and singers get all the girls.
Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance at a $25 gift card to Master's Ease. They'll be out there with us next week at the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha, giving away memorabilia and autographed items, and you can check them out at Master's Ease.com. Are you glad that the Brewers are 500 at this point?
Master's Ease got some great prices.
They do.
Go see our guy, baseball genius Adam Brunetto.
Great
prices.
Very good price. Just
got some
out
tweets
there.
Coming in on this.
You broke like me. Get over there.
Please. On this Brewers topic, are you okay with them being at 500 at this point? This all started from a tweet yesterday from a guy that we follow on the fan, one of our listeners, who said, he's pretty happy with where they are, considering two-thirds of their games have been against the world champions, or a third of their game, whatever it is, against the world champion Cubs at this point. Plus, they've played a majority of their games on the road. To be sitting at 500, it's pretty good. I agreed. I retweeted it, and then this dude got blasted. So I was like, well, this is stupid, so let's do it on the show. So that's why we're asking it. Good old KS tweets in, says no complaints here. No Guerra. Davies hasn't gotten started yet, nor has Broxton or VR. Catchers, Thames, and bullpen, for most part, great.
That makes you more angry. More angry.
Why? He just said four guys that aren't even doing anything.
If they were doing something, they'd be undefeated. Do y'all know there's some people that really want them to win every game, right? Y'all understand that?
Every fan wants to win every game.
I
know, but Steve,
I work with him every night.
Tim Allen, right.
Right. And I agree with Tim.
Not tonight, though, because we have the Bucks postgame show.
I agree with Tim, but I'm okay with the way Rami thing. I'm okay with it, as long as he's okay with it, I think. But the problem is that the barbershop, they literally think like you guys think, man, why y'all, it should be 3 years down the road and this. And then other people, the customers are like, no, they should be at least 10-6.
More you talk about these guys.
At least.
More you talk about these guys at your barbershop.
I'm telling you, they're invested in every game, Steve.
The more convinced I am that I would get along great with them. Robert tweets at the fan, I wasn't sure we'd be at 500 at any point of this year.
I understand that,
so
too.
So I'd have to say, yes, love the way that the team plays hard. And that is part counsel. The fact that they play as hard as they do, night in, night out, just like last year, that is part counsel. You have to give him credit.
Steve, more people, when I'm out in the field, I got to talk to two schools tomorrow. More teachers come up to me this year than any year are more excited about the Brewers, probably because of the start. Well, I will
Ames,
say that.
Like Babe Ruth.
But the people excited because they think it's getting close to when we're ready to play meaningful
baseball. Are you stopping
baseball.
That?
No.
Why
I'm
not?
Listening to it. I'm encouraging them. Because it's...
You're encouraging
yes,
them?
Yes, because you're
no,
so
you
excited.
No, you don't encourage them. You tell them, that, listen, they're playing well, it's but it's probably going to be a little bit
when
longer.
When you jump out 3-4 nothing on the world champ, you get excited.
Oh, sure you do.
You don't sit back and say, uh-oh, it's coming, although it did come.
Well, we were all in here yesterday rooting hard against the Cubs.
Did you see I leave when Chris Bryant hit the one? I just left. I'm done. I didn't want to see the walk-off because I didn't want to see it in Rami's face.
What,
I
would
have to throw him through that.
I was very professional.
In Rami's face, we had Rami Orlovsky in full Cubs gear.
Hold
and
on.
The intern is a Chicago guy. He was wearing Blackhawks gear.
Yes, he was.
All three of them were depressed going up to the bottom of anything.
No, I was not.
Then
you're making up stories.
Now, to be fair. Now, hold on a second. Okay. Let me just clarify.
He's just going
to
be fair.
To be fair. Rami was by far the most professional of
Thank
the three.
You.
Yes, he was.
Orlovsky was by far the biggest fan out of control over there talking crap to you during the game.
Ripping me,
you didn't say anything to him.
Nope.
Take that, Leroy.
Yeah, right. You said nothing. He just starts picking a fight with LeBron for no reason.
Oh, my goodness.
I was very professional.
So I think during the summer, Orlovsky will work on the Chuck and Winkler show. We'll just have Baby Tausch in for another day during the week.
This is just the beginning, guys. I picked the team. You go with that Baby Tausch? I'm game. Yeah. I got ripped for it.
I don't need another Cub fan in here during the week. We'll just have Baby Tausch Wednesday and Thursday so Orlovsky can go work with Chuck and Winkler.
No, he's saying Orlovsky is.
Orlovsky, yeah, we know him.
Put him with Chuck and Bart. See how they do with him.
I'm a professional broadcaster. Let's go to Coach Q in Dallas, Texas. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Coach?
Q, what's going on, man?
Hey,
what's going on, Leroy? How you guys doing?
Everything good, buddy.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I understand with Sparky where you're coming from, buddy, and hear me out. Don't hang up on me again.
Sparky never hangs up on people. You're good, Q. You're good.
All right, so here's the thing. I get the frustration, and I'm a diehard Brewer fan. The slow starts, the never being able to be competitive after the All-Star break. But here's the thing. We're getting talked about on SportsCenter. I was just in Dallas over the weekend. I'm back here in Wisconsin. And they're down there talking about Eric Thames. I mean, they weren't talking about anybody.
They just did a whole feature on MLB Network for like 10 minutes on Eric Thames just now.
Exactly, and that's something to be excited about. I got friends that work in the organization up here. And I'm going to tell you right now, even employees of the Milwaukee Brewers, it's like ho-hum every year when we start off, okay, we're building for the future. There's actually a buzz in that front office. There's actually a buzz from that organization and the fans. You go to the park, you see it. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot better than being 2-12 or whatever the heck we were last year at this point. So right now, in my opinion, this is something to build on. We got young talent. We got probably one of the best young core group of guys right now with Arcia, Travis Shaw, and you got guys in the infield that are going to be, in my opinion, all-stars in the next few years. This is something to build on. I think this is definitely something to be excited about.
I agree with you, Coach Q. Thanks for the phone call. I tell you right now, the biggest split right now, Steve and Rami, is people are number one Bucks. Number one, it ain't even close. This early.
Oh, yeah, we did a survey on Monday, Leroy. I don't think you were here for it yet. Yeah. No, it was Tuesday, excuse me.
Okay.
And the question was,
yeah, I wasn't here Tuesday.
What are you guys talking about in the office or around the water cooler today? Yeah. And we gave you three options, and we made it a Twitter poll. The Bucks in the playoffs, Eric Thames and the Brewers, Packers in the NFL draft.
Yep.
Packers in the NFL draft got like 9% of the vote. The Bucks got like 60% of the vote, and the rest of people were saying Brewers.
And see, that's what I'm saying about the streets. The streets have it that same way, but normally – guys, normally it's Packers draft. Okay, number one. I don't care if the Bucks were undefeated. No, it's Packers. But this year, it's Bucks in a little daylight, and it's all not just themes, but it's just Bucks. And you know who name they keep throwing in there? Council.
Well, he's the local guy. Manager,
people like
that.
Him anyway,
Love
but
him.
They just like what he's doing. Steve.
Right.
And then you get some Packer talk. I think this may be the first year that we're going to go through this cycle for the spring. That's going to lead Bucks, and then just not go to the Packers. It may go to the Brewers and then the Packers.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
Watch.
And next Thursday night, the Bucks will be playing at home, and the draft will be on.
And the draft will be on.
At the same time.
And we'll find out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Kyle,
and you'll have more people watching the Bucks.
I would imagine. Kyle tweets at the fan, they're a young team. Just like the Bucks, this team needs to learn how to win tight games.
I agree with that, too.
It'll come, and it comes from failure. That's from Kyle. And I want to just take back what I just said. There will not be as many people watching the Bucks. The draft will beat them 3-1.
No, Steve.
Draft will beat them 3-1.
Any other year, I think you might be right. But this year, I'm telling you, when I'm out, I'll be in Jackson tomorrow.
The number of Packer fans to Bucks fans, Leroy, is not even close.
I think it's getting closer.
Well, that may be. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Sure.
Yeah. And it's starting to close that gap. I think me, you, and Gary, Black Gary, by the way, and Robbie, about 3-4 years ago, we said how many hardcore Bucks fans, and we guessed about, 15,000-20,000, like around everywhere and locally.
Right.
Our local guys. I think that is by far doubled. And I'm going to tell you why. They got a great marketing department. The people are getting tickets for this year, get tickets for the new arena. That was brilliant. And we have a star to hang on to, Giannis, and you're on national TV. That's the reason why people saw their team, the Brewers, playing on a national audience, playing against the Cubs. Of course they're going to be upset. So, and I think somebody...
I'm not saying you can't be upset that they lost the last two games.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, big picture, like Rami said, beginning of the year, you sit down, you look at this,
there's
no
way... We don't want to no look big picture. No, I don't look big picture when I play those people.
Especially, Leroy, after you start as bad as you did it on the homestand to start the season.
Yep. 2-5.
And you're going, oh boy.
Yeah. Didn't they start 2-5?
Yeah, and all I'm saying is, oh my God, this could get out of control. Please don't let this get out of control. And then they get on a run on the road, put together a winning streak. And again, like Good Old K has pointed out, you had several guys that aren't even playing close to what you were expected, and you're sitting at 500 because you have other guys playing over their head maybe right now.
2, 3, 4, and 5 has been some of the best in baseball. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's Braun taking a day off. That's why I got all the shrapnel, Steve. People coming
that's the other
me.
Thing. They were up yesterday without Braun.
Right. They come, your boy ain't playing. I said, hey, calm down. He'll be there when it counts. Just take it easy.
I'll be in a Dodger uniform come on.
Hey,
go ahead, Rami.
Let's get one more call on this. Lewis, Northside, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up,
Sweet Lou? What's up?
What's up, fellas? I'm really upset because every morning, me and the gentleman here talk at work about the Brewers. This team should be 12-4.
Thank you, man. Finally, somebody made a call.
12-4. You take 2-3 from the Cardinals this weekend. You're sitting, 14-5. How many games the Brewers won last year, Sparky?
73, wasn't it? 73?
Very good, Leroy.
Yeah, 73.
73. Give me 3 extra wins a month. You have a 90-win team. You're right in the thick of things.
You think it's that easy, man?
No.
It can go either way.
It's baseball. Brewers team, hear me out. This Brewers team is exactly like that Royals team was 5, 6 years ago.
It's not.
It's
not even close. Because who's Hosmer on this team? Who's Moustakas? Moustakas, from a profile standpoint,
know those guys.
Of course,
man.
I did.
The beginning of the season.
Sure, I did.
No, average Joe.
Dude,
average
I played
Joe.
Those guys worse.
I knew those guys when they were in the minors. I played fantasy baseball.
Okay,
I've known about these guys for years.
Yeah, but average Joe didn't.
Hear me out, Sparky. Yeah. You and I did baseball, guys.
Right.
Leroy didn't know Cass Murphy at the beginning of the season.
Don't know him now.
Stop it,
I don't. I have no idea.
That is what this Brewers team is right now, whether you want to see it or not. We have prospects. We have ball players.
Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Okay, of the guys that are on this team right now, right, mm-hmm. who's going to be on this team the next time they go to the playoffs?
That's the problem. We could go to the playoffs this year.
Thank you.
We have to have a general manager who's sitting still and saying, hold on, Thames has 25 home runs. Maybe I don't need to trade him at the trade deadline. Travis Shaw is hitting 320. Maybe I don't need to trade him. Look here, Guerra has 16 wins. We're not going to get rid of him. We're going to go for this.
Well, you're asking for a change in philosophy from the general manager.
No, I'm asking for a change in winning. Now, if this team is Stern saying, oh, we're just going to throw away this year? Or are we going to get hot and really play some ball? Because it's easy to say, oh, we're not going to win. We're going to give up the game, sixth, seventh inning. We all know we're expecting that. And if we're expecting that, those nine on the field are expecting that. They're like, four wins is not going to win this game.
Oh, that's a great point.
Five wins is not going to win this game because we know we got a rag arm.
The one thing about Stearns, though, is – thanks for the call. The one thing about Stearns is you saw it last year. He went through – I'm being sarcastic here. Went through like 100 guys in the bullpen last year in the month of April.
Right.
And they've gone – there was some guy pitching there. I go to Reagan, I was like, who the heck is this? And he's like, oh, they picked him up a couple days ago off the scrap heap from Tampa or whatever.
Yep.
Or wherever he was from, Oakland. So I'm like, okay. So this is going to consistently happen where they're going to rotate guys in and out until he gets guys that he feels comfortable with, or I should say counsel. Feels comfortable with. But I don't want people to get mad at Stearns if he unloads again at the deadline. Just understand, you have to buy into what the game plan is. You have to trust him in his game plan. Now, if you say, boy, he's a genius for getting Thames, who's got 25 home runs at the All-Star break or whatever, or you're a genius to have Travis Shaw, who's got 15 home runs. If you're calling him genius for that, then you have to believe that same genius knows what he's doing. And if he moves those guys, you have to have faith that he'll be able to find other guys through trades and prospects or whatever else that'll be able to be here long term, that'll be younger than Thames at 30, 31 or whatever, and will be fine. I would just hate to see them be five games over 500, he unloads, and then the fan base turns on him. Just trust him. Can we please trust him until he gives us a reason not to?
But Steve, until he articulate that to where people can understand it, not in baseball terminology, he's going to have that issue, especially if five over is competitive. If you're close to the top or near the top, now five over is middle of the pack and towards the end.
Five over, they'll be in a wild card conversation.
The teams are going, your fan will go crazy if you get rid of that point.
But Leroy, do you know what it's comparable to? It's comparable to having John Salmons hot in the second half of a season and thinking you're going to go somewhere after that. Mm-hmm. So you bring him back, you bring in Drew Gooden, and you think you got something, and you were just lying to yourself. You knew darn right well it wasn't going to work. It would be the same thing for the Brewers this year if they were to buy into it.
We disagree with that.
But that's okay, though.
Yeah, because I think both of our plans win. You can win now, you can win later. I think we got to figure out a way to do it both. Can we figure out a way to do both?
No. I would love for this team to be five games over 500 at the All-Star break.
You would be the first GM to crack that code, dude.
Well, he's the first one. He could be the first one to do that.
He could be.
I don't think so.
First time for everything.
Yes.
What are they doing down at St. Louis? They're always super competitive.
They did go through a span where they struggled and they built up their farm system during that span
and
have been able to sustain it since.
And that's what Stearns wants to do.
Exactly.
The Brewers farm system is outstanding.
It's getting better. It's gotten a lot better, and it continues to get better.
But that was through trades since Melvin's Gomez trade till now through Stearns trades.
Right.
Half that
system.
So you
said one more cycle of that?
Half of the top 30, or maybe half or more, are through trades that they got from other teams' farm systems. These aren't necessarily all guys they drafted.
Well, Rami is right. That meaningful baseball will be in 18.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
meaningful September baseball.
I think that's both.
I say 19. He says 18.
I agree more so to 18.
Just think about this, though. If he's right,
and Rami's, I usually am.
Which he usually is. If Rami, just say it, he is.
Right. Let's say I'm right. Yeah. So if I'm right, the 18-19 season, you go into the new stadium for the Bucks.
Yep.
With all three guys healthy, with talk of Eastern Conference Finals or more, going into that season with the new arena, people are going crazy. Then you go into the Brewers season that same year in 2019 with prospects like Hader and Brinson and all those guys in the lineup after having been up here.
next year for a year, and now there's hype train going around the Brewers of maybe competing for a wild card that year. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's going to be.
And the Packers, you know, every year they'll win the Super Bowl.
It's going to be awesome.
Hey, speaking of the Packers.
We've never had all three teams good at one time, have we?
Somebody,
I don't think so.
No.
I can't remember it. Not in my lifetime that I can remember.
It's coming, though.
Maybe the 80s when the Bucks were Don Nelson, the Brewers in their World Series run. So maybe, but where the Packers weren't that good. So that takes care of that.
They weren't that good.
No.
It wasn't that good until I got here, Steve.
Even like 2009, 2010, that was one of the Ken Maka years, and that's when the Brewers were just awful.
They weren't awful.
They were pretty bad.
But
dude.
They weren't competing for playoff spots because their pitching staff sucked. That wasn't Maka's
fault. If you're breaking news, can you let Steve do it? He does a better job.
No, right? He's got it.
Gary's.
Why don't you do it?
Gary's guy, Marcus Eversole.
Another guy.
From WDUZ.
Ellison's not here
in Green Bay.
News.
No, no, no. The Gary, I just saw Marcus tweet this himself. He's sort of put together all the leaks that have come out about the schedule today.
Well, let's do it after the sports flash.
He has a complete.
Is it from Russia?
He has the complete Packers schedule.
Yeah, good job, Marcus.
Put together.
Let's do this after the flash.
Let's do that.
I love talking NFL schedule.
You're almost as excited about that as you are about Harry's Razors, Sparky.
Well, I'm more excited about Harry's Razors.
I got
Harry's
two
razors.
More weeks, Steve. Two more weeks.
So what?
Then I'm going to shave. I'm going to go online and get them. I'm going to have the intern.
What happens in 2 weeks? You got a wedding to go to or something?
No, I got to lose about 15 more pounds before I used to shave my beard.
I'm telling you, man.
You believe in this fat face thing too, like Rami?
It's true,
me,
dude.
Man. You got,
Rami told you.
And plus, you got to try to get ready for the summer.
Remember, you just said the words Rami told me.
Hey,
just,
see?
That's not fake news.
That's what you just said.
Yeah,
Rami
he's
told
smart,
me.
Man. He's smart. He knows who to listen to.
Yeah.
Man is smart.
Okay.
But tell me how I can get the free
dropping razors. Wisdom on this show.
Harry's Razors. That's what you have to know. Harry's,
I don't get it if it's free.
Cracking wisdom eggs on your face. That's what I do.
Harry's.com.
You
now,
created this monster.
This is our guys, Jeff and Andy, and they're hooking you up like they hooked me up, man. Great close shave. Nice, smooth, comfortable glide. All things pointing to you being very, very happy and not fearing cutting yourself, not fearing having the bumps all over your neck like I got
That's
with the electric
nasty.
Razor.
That's nasty.
Couldn't stand it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Now, by taking less profit, Jeff and Andy over at Harry's.com, they're selling directly to you over the internet. Harry's offered their blades at half the price. And by listening to the Wendy's Big Show, your free trial set includes a Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for the listeners of the Big Show using the promo code Sparky.
Sparky!
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 At Harry's.com. When you check out, start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. A couple dollars in Wisconsin. Get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Sparky.
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 At checkout. That's Harry's.com. Code Sparky.
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 Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Harry's. We'll get back into some Bucks talk at about 4:15, but we seem to have the whole Packers schedule. We'll tell you what that is next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holt Chevrolet Studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.